last night. In any event, that is not a new program, and it has funding. And I'd be hard-pressed to believe that we should allocate more than another $1 million to that program when it could stand in line with many other programs that could come to the state. We did reduce these 6 to 5 last night. I think there is that $1 million in 470 funds. I think Senator Huffman has... Right, there are huge needs in every component of the areas. And there are some in the urban too, but he's not doing too badly when he takes what's there plus another $1 million. He's at least doubled the opportunity to repair and upgrade that he can.
It depends. If you look at the motion, Mr. Chairman, the initial one was a request for $4 million, so we're asking for a reduction to $2 million from the original request, and it is quite similar to the, to the underground storage tanks. They want to go in and dig those up and find out what the rust is, the problems of potential leaks with the higher standards, and those problems exist in rural Alaska. And we're not looking at asking for $5 million in above ground storage tanks. We're asking for $2 million in this category. I understand that there is $1 million in the present capital budget.
Finally, Senator Menard's request here is based on, nothing's guaranteed, but on an absolute pledge and conversation, at least with the finance, that this was going to become a tax program, the cent-a-gallon fuel tax, continue this after this year. We just couldn't get that program going this year.
Mr. Chairman,
I know we don't have much time, so.
Senator Adams.
So we don't discriminate between the below and above. I wonder if we can split the difference of 3.5 for the lust and 3.5 for above ground.
Well, he's only asking.
Senator Shapiro, amendment to the amendment.
Mr.
What'd you say?
Senator Katula, did you have an amendment to the amendment?
I have an amendment. I propose an amendment verbally to the $2 million. I'll propose an amendment of $1.5
million. We object.
Ask unanimous consent.
We object.
On the amendment to the amendment to change $2 million to $1.5 million, all those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed. The amendment to the amendment carries. Back to the main amendment. Discussion.
I move the main amendment.
Is there objection? All those in favor, say aye, or raise your hand. Opposed?
We've gone down from 4 to 2. We have had an understanding of that earlier.
I know, somebody sent me around $1.5 million.
And I'm regular US program that's in the bill that we passed last night. Is there a discussion? The motion is on the adoption of the Menard Amendment. For
ask unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Yeah. Senator Adams, discussion?
No discussion.
Question. All those in favor of the Menard Amendment, raise your hand. Menard Amendment. Opposed. Motion carries. Senator Dula.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a technical language change. Amendment number, whatever we're on, for Senator Halford. It's just a change in the language for Anchorage, for the Anchorage Transit Fleet. Small buses, it adds van full of vehicles to it.
It has been passed out?
Yes, it has been passed out, and I have it right here, and I can show it.
So the word's section 27, is that the one?
Yes.
And it adds the language for van full vehicles?
Yes. I move and ask unanimous consent.
Right. Is there, do people have a copy of that before? Is there discussion on the motion? Is there objection? If not, the van pool vehicle amendment is adopted for language change.
Mr. Chairman, also another technical amendment that I'm passing out to Senator Petulis and yourself at this point, Senator Duncan, around the table.
I'm sorry.
It's just a technical amendment to make sure that the... In House Districts 12 and 13, that the appropriation thing is put in properly.
Because the appropriation.
We've got it in separate places right now, and this will help when it goes through that it all ends up in the same place.
Is this my district?
Yes. It's our district, yes.
I never saw this. What are we doing here?
Well, what we're doing is that we had a situation where we have some of the appropriations which are being they're broken up in different parts of the budget, and what this does is it just puts them together. Where they've been separated, they're together.
Technical amendment.
Is there?
Are you moving it?
I will move those. Yes.
Is there objection? If not, technical amendment on the district H, so adopted and incorporated.
There's technical amendment.
Further,
Chairman,
Senator Duncan.
Chairman, I've got just two very minor amendments to 451. It is entitled Department of Fish and Game, Section 3, page 12, line 22.
The one being passed out is not.
You should already have it passed out. It should be before you. Department of Fish and Game, Section 3, page 12, line 22, after hatchery improvements, insert and operations. It's technical in nature, doesn't change the funding. I'd move it.
Did any discussion, everybody have it, hatchery improvements and operations? Is there discussion? Is there objection to the motion on the language change? No objection, so adopted.
Mr. Chairman, and one other.
Senator Duncan.
Technical amendment. It would appear on page, it's really intent language. It says it is intended of the legislature that any receipts realized from the sale of the department vessel be utilized to purchase a replacement vessel for the RV Stellar, and that would appear on page 44.
Discussion. Asking intent language. Is there objection to the adoption of the intent language relative to the RV Stellar? If not, the intent language is adopted.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams.
I do have a technical amendment also. That's the front section for the administration. It's basically a section with federal or other program receipts defined under Alaska Statute 3705-140 that exceeds the amount appropriate in section. The number of this act are appropriate condition of compliance with program provisions of Alaska 37. That's budget, not a language.
If you could hold there, I thought you were reading another one here.
This one?
Just a short one.
Just a minute. Is this the one that's $1 million?
No, that's the one that I was going to...
Okay, federal and other program receipts defined in 37?
That's correct.
Okay.
Move the amendment.
Is there a discussion on discussion on it?
One moment. I have no objection.
Is there objection? If not, the language, boilerplate language is adopted, included.
On behalf of Senator Elias, and there's an amendment that I submitted for discussion, and Senator Elias is here to speak to the amendment.
Senator Elias, is that been passed out?
Yes, it has. It's $1 million for the Lincoln Heights Regional Electrical Authority.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. We have a number of occasions thought we had this money captured in other parts of the budget, but there's some that we don't have it at this time. So the Lincoln Heights Regional Electrical Authority is requesting state aid and assistance cost-sharing project to further consolidate a group of main highway communities into a regional power system currently served by the Lincoln Heights. The small communities, 17 miles, Wells, Mosquito Lake, Covenant Life, Border 33 Mile, are collectively known as the Chilicat Valley and are all parts of Haynesburg. This would be a private joint sector federal project with each sector contributing financially. Lincoln Heights Electrical Authority will contribute $550,000, the state would contribute $1 million, and the federal government would provide $3.7 million and 2% loan from Rural Electrification Administration, REA. The clocks have gone forward in Washington, D.C., and I think that we are on target. The total project is $5.25 million. The project would involve construction of the 1 megawatt diesel-powered plant, 29.5 miles of three-phase distribution lines, 11.3 miles of single-phase distribution lines. The project would be operated and maintained by the Lincoln Heights Electrical Association. The Chilicat Valley, with 186 homes and businesses, is the largest community in Alaska that is unserved by Central Station Electrical Service. Chairman, that's what we call a cost-sharing project. I think it's very viable, and there's been a considerable amount of work done at this point. I think we can capture that 2% money.
I was wondering if there's is Mr. Petrie here from AEA? Is there a representative from AEA here? I've had discussions with the administration. As you know, they did not come forward with this as an AEA project. They did come forward with other things. I understand there's a large underserved population. And I know, Senator Eliason, you're familiar that there is a power extension fund that addresses this. I mean, addresses this kind of problem. And it was my understanding that there might be available from that fund monies for this project.
Chairman, we have looked in those possibilities. My staff informed me this project is on the AEA list.
Chairman. Sir. Senator Schultz had an electrical suggestion for a three-year reduction, too. It's pretty new, you know, come before us. We had a capital budget allocation program. I'm going to get the hell beat out of us for raising the budget. I just want to go on record saying that. And we're raising the budget.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Duncan.
Chair, I am familiar with this project, and I was just wanting to add some information to what Senator Lyson presented here. Information that we have received in our office is that this is supported by Commerce, or Commerce is supportive of it. It's just they received the information too late to get it into the governor's budget proposal, otherwise they would have been submitting it. And it does, as I recall, this is an area that has the highest unserved population in the state, according to the information I have. So I think it is a real need. It's too bad that maybe someone from AEA is not here. But at least my information is they are supportive of this project.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir,
last year we put in several electrical programs, ramp programs, that tie into REA service in the Upper Susitna Valley. I suspect the Petersville Road one comes very close to having the same number of people easily. The governor vetoed them out, and that was 100% discretionary funds. So I don't think it's unique that this problem exists, and it exists in an area that deserves service.
Maybe I could just ask Mr. Senator President to repeat. As I understand that this $1 million, of course, is from general fund. In addition, there's how much coming from Plinkett High? It's $500,000.
Plinkett High has been projected $550,000. The federal government, 3.7 million, 2% loans.
3.7 or 2% loans and 550 from Plinkett High.
This is probably one of the last REA loans available.
Senator,
is an REA call? Will it become an REA call, or is it a private enterprise?
Chairman, this is Plinkett High, a regional electric authority. We've discussed it before. We passed legislation earlier this year that extended their tax exempt status. We created by statute 20 years ago. Electric authorities is the only one that's operating in the state. It's not a co-op. It's a unique situation.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe I moved the amendment. I so move.
Check.
I'd like to have an of these.
Let's take a. We could come back to order. We really have to be quiet so we can hear and move quickly. Senator Hoffman, you had moved the appropriation for the $1 million Plinkett Ida Regional Electric Authority, Chilkat Valley.
The conservative that I am, I move that amendment.
Discussion?
Page.
This is a new section. Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment not included in the CS?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Schultz?
Just a real quick question. Why don't we just go person by person until they get their amendments done and go to the next person to go around? It might be easier.
Senator Hoffman.
Okay, right here. Mr. Chairman, this is a net zero amendment. We're deleting on page 38, line 15, $740,000 and inserting $701,000. The difference will be spread, the difference of $39,000 would be spread to KYUK, ANIAC translator for $32,000 and the radio station in Galena for $7,000. I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
This is among your
this
districts.
Is among my allocation districts.
Is there objection to the adoption of the amendment? Not adopted. Technical rearrangement. Senator Hoffman.
Okay, the next one that I have, and this is open for discussion. If you look in your look on page 46, line 7, it does not talk about village safe water, and I don't know if that was a an error, but this I move to insert Village Safe Water on line on page 46, line 17.
If we could hold on that just to let me check the reference. And you think it's what?
It doesn't talk about the Village Safe Water program. It just talks about the match program. So it's a title amendment, Mr. Chairman.
This is the wrong one. Okay. This was just a deletion, a typo, but we'll take it as an amendment. It was scheduled to be fixed. Is there an objection to the title Village Safe Water being included? No, if not, so adopted.
The next amendment that I have is for Senator Zaroff. Representative Jacko, these are, it's being passed up. The information and the backup is provided, and if there are, I'll give a few minutes to the members, but the explanation on the bottom from Senator Zaroff says that these are technical adjustments.
Okay, so he's re-describing some of the projects in his district and
right.
Adding language
it's
changes.
It's a two-page amendment, though, Mr. Chairman. There's a first page and then there's a second page.
Got it. Yeah. Senator Petrullo.
These are all within his district.
All within his district.
Not moving some other department.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
You're moving the amendment?
I move the three amendments, I guess, in these three pages.
Is there objection? If not, the three technical amendments are adopted.
Okay, the next amendment, Mr. Chairman, is an increment. It's on page 7, line 11. The governor had included in his operating budget the study for a nursing home in the Bethel area. The community of Bethel services some 56 communities in the Delta, a population of over 20,000, and there's a need to look at many of the communities want to bring their elders back to the region so they can have access to them, and this would provide funds to conduct a study to see if that's possible or not.
You're moving the amendment?
I move the amendment.
I object. This was one of the areas where I worked personally with the OMB and with the House in reviewing the governor's base budget for agencies. It's something that I think that there is merit to it. It was something that was agreed, and I'm uncomfortable adding back something that we had deleted as part of the base budget. I'm going to have to object. Further discussion.
Move the amendment and ask for the vote.
Further discussion on the amendment. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed?
The last amendment, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hoffman.
Is on page 5. Reduces the amount for the federal lawsuit by $300,000, adds to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Citizens Lobbying Campaign for Alaska Fisheries of $300,000. The idea is that it works better with Congress and other corporations that rather than confirmation, the explanation, I guess, is in the second page, and it's a one-pager, and I would rather not read it. It is a net zero. Mr. Chairman, I would move the amendment.
I'm going to have to object again. The $1.2 million included in the Department of Law was a high priority of the governor. We had reduced that figure from his original request, I believe, of $3 million down to 1.7, and then the number that was agreed on was 1.2. That is a number that has been reviewed by the House. It includes a number of lawsuits, including salmon outer whatever enforcement, various lawsuits. I would have to oppose the amendment.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I would withdraw the amendment, given one proviso that the money would not be used in as a matter of intent, that the money be not used to fight subsistence lawsuits.
Are you your formula? Okay, so the amendment's withdrawn. Are you proposing
the intent?
You're proposing intent that would be added in concept to this, that none of the additional money here would be used to do what?
To fight subsistence lawsuits.
Discussion on the motion? Question? All those in support of the intent language, raise your hand. All those opposed? Motion defeated. Senator Hoffman?
That's it.
Mr. Chairman, I have two.
Who's next?
Senator Schultz.
Okay. Distributor.
This here.
Okay. And you may have to help on the explanation of this a little bit. Is that the one for $2
million? No. This is, in fact, if you have the other one, it would be helpful probably to pass out all of the district's rearrangement of their own monies here.
Okay, there's one for care.
As I understand it, the Fairbanks District delegation is proposing several rearrangements of their district priorities.
That is correct. And I don't know what it...
Unfortunately, there's something missing.
Yes, there's a transfer in supplies.
This is new money. This is new money.
I think the other half of this should
okay,
be...
Okay, you have the other half of it?
I do not, but I know where I'm going to take it. No, I think... Is there somebody from the Interior delegation here? Senator Frank's office? Senator Boyer's office? I mean, Representative Boyer's office? Anybody care about the Fairbanks district capital?
No. Where's the amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Parker, please.
This is just a fine.
I think what you want to do here is to remove $2 million from the Fairbanks Health Center and put it into the Fairbanks North Star Rural School District Planning Design Site Acquisition.
I believe that is correct.
I have another amendment that we will be adding $2 million to the Fairbanks Health Center as part of the governor's statewide capital.
That's correct. We wish to reduce the health center by $2 million.
Did you have a... Okay, maybe we can just... You're on page 36 here.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, I apologize. These were the amendments that they gave to me. I believe... I thought that in a discussion with the governor or whatever, that they've taken care of that with you. I apologize.
I would feel more comfortable if we could find the reference to that. Mr. Parkin, could we just suspend the Fairbanks delegation rearrangement? If you could work with this Schultz amendment, find the deletion, we'll get back to it. Thank you, Senator Schultz.
Okay.
Just going around.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know what number this amendment will be, whatever it may be, but this add a new section and adding the sum of $400,000 is appropriated as a general fund to the Alaska Energy Authority to be used matching fund for electric line extensions to the Denali Borough. And then it gives the amend section 3, page 9, line 12, extension service fund gives the amounts.
This is the extension fund that is set up in statute. They have a process for doing this. It's my understanding this is a high priority of the governor. He is requesting that this go in along, of course, with your district interest, I'm sure, pushing for this project.
Ex-district interest. Back in again.
Oh, back in?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Are you moving the amendment?
Yes, I would move the amendment.
I would support this as a governor's high priority amendment. Senator Ewing, did you have a question?
No, it's just this new money or just program receipts. It's just stuff that's just being transferred over.
This is new money. It will be matched. There's a match requirement of the extension fund of I think 40%. Discussion.
Costing us more money. That's
discussion on the motion. Without objection, the amendment is adopted.
Are you making a note?
Senator Schultz.
That's it.
I don't believe I have any more. That's,
we'll go back to the Fairbanks delegation.
Appropriation.
Sorry?
Language. Yep. We're not into that yet. Reappropriation.
We're in the whole ball of wax here.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want to bring up.
Okay.
Skip.
wants to come back?
No, I need it.
Yes,
yes, go ahead and take it.
Sir, you want to? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have technical amendments for the District 15 capital projects, which I hand out in a memorandum. I hope they'll be voting for the capital bill as well. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we move these technical amendments to District 15.
I don't have those in front of me.
Yes, I do.
This comes after the speech comes about saving government and reducing expenditures by the same people on the floor. Right?
This memo is signed by three of the four members of the delegation. Is there someone?
It sure is.
I am a little bit uncomfortable with this. Is there anybody from Senator Cotton's office here?
Then I said to me.
Alfreds?
Is there anybody?
Put it on hold, Mr. Chairman. So
let's hold it.
I also move another amendment to 470 by Senator Petula. I see you've got it. Delete section 24, which appropriates $150,000 to APUC for telecommunications.
Set that aside.
Set that aside?
Okay. I've got mine right here. Matt, just a second. Just going to use some money that existed. We don't need it.
Okay. We'll set that aside. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move the...
Well, just a second. I'm sure. Just throwing it in the wastebasket.
He's talking about it.
No, I want to withdraw that one because I found a separate source of funding.
Oh, you did?
I'm throwing in the wastebasket. Sir Ewing. Additional? Anything additional?
I move. I have one reappropriation. It's not reappropriation, just a changing shift. It's in the same component. I would move it. It's just transferring half of a fire truck in the same town to Big Lake Library building construction.
How are they going to separate that fire truck in half?
They're only going to have a match of 25% now instead of 50%.
I thought maybe they'd get the back end and the
ladder. Well, if they keep going around the table, they're going to get the whole truck.
Are you moving it in?
I move.
Is there objection? Without objection. I need those big samples.
Mr. Chairman, great that motion.
I don't want to.
What's your turn?
I'm waiting. We're letting Senator Petula finish his turn here.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Senator Schultz. I may not have it together. Please proceed. I may have one.
Okay, Senator Schultz.
Okay, I passed out an amendment here. It's for the city of Nevada. A couple years ago, something like this, we made money available through the Alaska Energy Authority when we were studying coal alternatives, whether it would be the mouth of the mine or whether it could be the mouth of the Nenana River. $300,000 set aside. The city of Nenana spent $179,000 of the money. We had it lined out. And this here is forgiveness clause for that loan. They spent $179,000 of the $300,000. They decided the mouth of the mine was the best place to go.
Is there anybody from AEA here? No, I got to say, this is incredible. They have hung around and been in this process for the 8 goddamn years I've been here,
and
putting stuff all over the place, including this. Now they're not here? This is incredible. Some of us have a very bad taste in our mouths from this particular project, and I don't know the ins and outs. I'd feel a lot better if we had somebody from ADA talking about what the state's interest is in this thing.
Mr. Chairman, they've been here all week and last week, and now they're not here.
I gave this amendment. I presented this amendment approximately 4 or 5 days ago to Senator Purcell's office. So the amendment's been around. This is nothing new. This was done with the Cordova Electric Cooperative at Humpback Creek. It was done. I believe Senator Pinkley did this. There's been about $1 million, $2 million. This one here is $179,000. In a feasibility that before it ever got there, it was not feasible to go on with it. So it wasn't going to be something that was going to work out the manner they thought it was going to.
What is the amount again?
$179,808.85.
Forgiveness.
85 cents?
That's correct. 85 cents. 85 cents.
Further discussion on the motion? All those in favor, raise your hands. Opposed? Motion fails on the votes that were cast. Did you want to have a re-vote?
You know, I think it would be good to have some discussion.
I haven't had any testimony on this. I'm not going to vote.
May I ask Steve Bainbridge to respond? That's appropriate. Do not know. Up to you.
From where?
He's from Nenana. He can explain it better than I can. Yep.
Could you be brief, sir?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator, thank you. Steve Bainbridge, city manager for Nenana, as Representative Senator Schultz explained, we put this project side by side, the Healy Power Plant, with authorization to spend upwards of $320,000, working in concert with the Alaska Energy Authority. We found the project in Nenana to not be feasible. At this point in time, we've incurred $179,000 in debt. We didn't spend all the money. I would stress that. We called it when we found the project was not going to be feasible. At this point in time, we have no revenue stream to repay this loan, and I would plead with your sense of fairness that you not subject a small city to an additional $30,000 a year in debt payment. I would be able to answer questions.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. Chairman, this is a very difficult decision to make on some of these, and we've spent the last few days going through a pretty difficult process of trying to reduce spending in the operating categories of state government, and have made some pretty tough decisions, and a lot of people are going to see less programs and services, and there's going to be folks laid off from jobs and so on, and I think the Nenana project is probably important, but what I would like to get before, I'm about ready to just say let's put everything in anybody wants. I'm not going to make any motions. I'd like to have Mr. Stasnik on the table and respond to each one of these. I don't know where the administration stands on these types of projects. If they support them, I think that's fine.
That's a good point.
Is there someone from OMB? Mr. Stasnik, are you still back there somewhere? Ms. Fraska? Can we set this aside just for momentarily? Maybe let's go back to the Fairbanks reallocation. Senator Frank, do you have the Fairbanks redraft there?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be available.
Thank you
for the
question. Thank you for your testimony.
Mr. Chairman,
let's do them both.
I really object to this.
Yours is terrifying?
Yes. All these changes. Like, every year, the same thing.
I would move the amendment.
Object. Senator Frank, if you just maybe want to step in here, what I'm taking here is one amendment is the City of Fairbanks Health Center construction, including interest, a reduction of $2 million, and sheet two is the Fairbanks North Star Borough rearrangement of money to the swimming pool from the gymnasium floor. Treating that as this is your rearrangement of your discretionary money. Is that true, Senator Frank? Is there discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure we're on the right amendment here. Are we on the new one now, the 38, page 38, line 12?
Yes.
Senator Schultz.
And we're giving an additional amount to the health center construction project here?
No, that's a reduction.
It's a reduction of $1 million, three down to two.
Three down to one.
Three to one. It's their money.
The motion was on this. Is there objection? Without objection, then the district has adopted those combined amendments.
I've got a motion that forms Senator Frank right here.
Oh, Senator Frank, we have another motion for on your behalf. Senator Duncan.
I guess it's on Senator Frank's behalf. I was asking you this by Representative Boyer's office, but it's a memo from Senator Frank to you concerning reappropriations in the University of Alaska. And the backup is attached. It's deferred maintenance, changing some language, as I understand it, on the university, on the Fairbanks campus, as well as, I guess that's basically what it is.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
And it's all money that's just being rearranged on the Fairbanks campus, is that correct?
That's my understanding.
I don't have a copy.
I passed that out earlier.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Katula.
And Mr. Rogers is here to talk to us. Not my amendment, I want to make that clear. I'm offering
you an amendment. Senator Frank, did you want to speak?
Chairman, it is a clear declaration to go to deferred maintenance, and Brian Rogers could talk to it.
Mr. Chairman, could I just review my testimony for the
I don't think we're going to get much from Mr. Stassi, no offense. I mean, he's
cold.
Senator Duncan.
Well, sounds like a good idea, shall we?
Frankly, no.
Frankly, what?
Frankly, no.
Well, that's not the answer, Mr. Chairman. You know, I didn't invent this thing. It's all I'm saying, this is a small one, it's $179,000. It's been done before to the tune of $2 million and to the tune of $1,595,000. So whatever the feeling of the people is, on the subject plane.
Call for a question.
The motion is to adopt the Schultz Amendment of City of Indiana. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed. Motion is done.
Granting more?
See? Schultz, they came across again.
Are we done with these?
Aren't you coming?
We're ready for whatever you have in hand.
Get ready. Mine is made up, so just please release. We don't make it fine.
You got one coming.
Special attention.
These are real. I'm having to do this.
John,
these
are not. Oh, yeah. I do, bro.
No, this is part of the list. These are mine. Okay, these represent priorities of the governor. The governor was most interested in including these in the budget. These have been things that have been discussed with the House, things that have been discussed actually primarily at the instance of the House and the governor. Fairbanks Health Center, $2 million. Whittier Community Water System, $1.5 million. I might add that in the capital budget we adopted, we skipped below Whittier, went down the Village Safe Water projects, and missed Whittier. This would go back and pick up the complete Village Safe Water list down to the appropriation level that we did. And Kenai Solid Waste Transfer Site, $800,000. I would entertain a motion to adopt.
I move it.
Is there discussion? Objection?
That's an idea.
Without objection, adopted. Sir, Katula, did you have something?
Yes, the feeding. As the pass goes out, any other Chairman, if any other projects, general fund projects, or
come through, I'm going to ask you to consider that in the light of any of the others. I won't give it, but I will intend to give it, because I think it's very much justified in comparison to any of the others. So I've got it here.
I appreciate
that.
I
will move it next round.
Senator Duncan.
I have
it. Senator Adams.
Yes.
The first one I got, Mr. Chairman, that you have before you is for Monescom repair and maintenance. Basically takes $113 from $13,000 from the federal lawsuits and moves it down to, so it's a net zero of $313. The backup says on this, Mr. Chairman, that the repair and maintenance capital project was originally $488. It has been reduced to $330 by the governor. And these money is to use to remove asbestos and walls and pipes up the old one. And with that, I move that.
I'm going to have to object. Again, with the federal lawsuits, that was a bottom line figure that the governor had as a priority for his, for the Department of Law lawsuits. If he's taking money below that, that was impressed upon me as a bottom line for the governor. In addition, the Mount Edgecombe repair and maintenance was one of those, good projects, but it was one of those that was trimmed in the process with the House, with OMB, and I can't really support going back and restoring those trims. Will you be offering your amendment then with the passage of this amendment?
Yes.
This is a net zero amendment.
Net zero.
Okay, you.
Next one.
Just a minute. Senator Petula.
President, I have an amendment that's on your desk. Sum of $250,000 appropriated for general fund department administration as a grant. The City of Seward Design Engineering B Street Dock. Vitally needed by the community. It's the major part to the interior, it's the major part to Anchorage. And I move that. And then
discussion?
Senator, can we identify, since the last one had a net zero, can we look at another revenue source? Was it the chairman's
general fund?
Was it the chairman's intent to take it from the same revenue sources as the last motion?
This is standalone amendment, just as it is.
This general fund amendment.
Further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. Adopted. Senator Adams?
Yes. The next request is by the department has to do with health and social service design and eligibility information system. And it's just the addition of words, technical, and other computer data processing. The only thing, Mr. Chairman, so it's, you have that? That was passed on earlier. It's not the one you have. You got one before that.
Oh, here.
Okay. What are the...
It's the...
Which one are we on?
That's this one.
No, we've already passed that.
No, that's 20.
No.
It's just the added words, Mr. Chairman. We had passes earlier.
And you're saying what?
The only thing we're adding is the words and other computer data processing projects.
Is motion?
There's motion.
Is there objection? If not, adopted.
The next one is the Doyon Home, Mr. Chairman. And basically what we're doing is combining all the funds in this one. There's no addition. It's no new funds. Many of us senators have given $50,000 each, and we're deleting two projects and just totaling it together. That's all this amendment does.
What's the total for the deletion on line 16 and 6?
They said 15, 15.
So it's a net zero.
Net zero, that's correct.
Discussion on the motion? Your objection? Adopted.
Chairman, you had this in your hearings with the capital budget that has to do with the Manelik Senior Center structural cord sewer and thermal assist. And the budget there, the governor submitted was $95,000. That has been eliminated, and we are recommended this by the ombudsman who reviewed the facilities last week and his report. The major problem that they have with this particular facility is foundation. I would like
to. Which amendment are you reading from?
China's home repair and renovation.
Okay.
And I would like either Shelby or Sherry to come and testify on this project, Mr. Chairman.
Shelby, but he did last night.
Yes.
Oh, Cheryl.
Which amendment are we on?
The.
Thank you.
This will enable the Department of Administration to do some needed work on the Menelik Senior Center, which has just been transferred in the FY93 budget from TAS to the Department of Administration. And we're comfortable with this.
The problem, of course, Ms. Braska, is that it's coming from the General Pioneer Home Repairs, which we've very significantly reduced. And the number that we've reduced it down to was something that I was not particularly comfortable with, which was a number that came from your department, your office.
Yeah, I agree. But we agree that the needs of the other senior homes are great, but it is appropriate to allow we're comfortable with letting the Menelik Senior Center also be able to participate in the renovation money that is going to the Department of Administration.
Discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Senator Duncan?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm just fine.
There's no objection adopted.
This next amendment is also a net zero, Mr. Chairman, and basically is what is the elimination of the nature conservatives of 219, and that's moved up to the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge National Education. Where we're taken from is a largely private-funded program which seeks to acquire and preserve land. That particular organization receives over $500,000 in donations from the oil industry in Alaska. Funds will be relocated to the Anwer Public Education Program to enhance the possibility of development of that particular project. And with that, I move this amendment.
Again, both these projects were priorities of the governor. The Nature Conservancy was an addition at the insistence of the administration. The number 500,000 was at the insistence of the legislature as a top line for the Arctic National Wildlife Education. In addition to the 500,000, there's approximately $1 million of roll forward monies from last year's appropriation, which appears in the legend, most of our legislative eyes, more than sufficient. I would have to oppose it.
Mr. Chairman, I would oppose it also as well. There was money that's going to lapse over from last year. All were here at the table, fought for money for ANWR. They're going to have to do with what they have. I know that you've worked with them on a figure for this year as well, so there is money in there for this year.
Further discussion? All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion fails.
Last one.
First. He's pretty fast.
You ready for the last one?
Please.
So the last one is the system raft erosion control for $500,000. This is the one that the governor had visited, and I apologize for his memory if he forgot to put this in the capital budget. But we do have a serious erosion problem in this particular community. It could mean the loss of a part of the community and the airport. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I move this amendment.
I have to object. Again, this was a figure that came from the governor's budget. It was considerably smaller. There is an appropriation, though, for the system erosion control. There's backup in the governor's capital budget. It's not the greatest fix in the world, but it is a temporary fix provided with the money that is in the $100 million base for the agencies. And this is just more spending on top of a lot of other spending. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. Opposed? Rejected? Sir Adams?
That's it, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
What I would like to do is go back to the Adams Amendment on federal lawsuits, reducing the federal lawsuits amount included in the governor's capital budget and the transfers to that to the Mount Edgecombe Repair and Maintenance. And I would like to move to rescind our action in adopting the amendment. And I would make that motion. I would move that we rescind our action in adopting that amendment regarding the transference of money from the lawsuits to the Mount Edgecombe Repair and Maintenance. Is there objection to that motion?
Yes, objection.
All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. That would leave us the way we are.
Mr. Chairman?
Sarah DePaul.
Okay, so what else? There was one other one that I would like to bring up at this time for Senator Zaroff and myself, and I wonder if we could have Mr. Sackett to speak to the amendment.
Where is the amendment?
If he's passed
Let's stop.
Mr. Sackett?
If you permit me, Mr. Chairman, to stand, I cancel this table. My name is John Sackett, and I lobby for the city of Clinton. In the House budget that came over in the capital budget a few days ago, there was a $1.65 million appropriation in the water and sewer 50-50 managed grant for the city of Galena. On the 27th of April, however, there electrical problem in Galena became a highest priority and emergency, and we requested that those funds be taken from water and sewer and put into the program for electricity to pay off, to help pay off the loans that we have. That program went from $1.5 million to about $7 million. It was about $6 million by the time the private children involved with the city of Galena and about six administrators through it. We made the request to the Senate Finance Committee, and the funds were taken from the water and sewer grant. However, they were not transferred into the new program.
Excuse me, Senator?
Yes?
I'm not relating to this conversation at all. There is no appropriation in anything that we have done related to a water and sewer project in Galena. It's on the Village Safe Water list. It's quite a ways down. We've appropriated about $22 million to Village Safe Water projects, and now with the Whittier Amendment, funded everything above that line. The Galena project is not in that line.
It was in, sir.
It was
but
not
it was
in
taken out by your staff. I can swear to that.
We are working with all the documents in the budget bill. It wasn't in a House bill, it wasn't in the governor's bill, and it wasn't in the Senate bill. So, I mean, I've heard this, but I went back and checked. The Galena project is down the list. It has not been cut. It was never included. We're trying to walk down the Village Safe Water project list. And it's down there, but it's another, I don't know.
It was about in the middle. If you'll look at the...
I don't mean to interrupt you. I just wanted to clarify that we have not reduced, we have not cut that project.
I don't have as much before me. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I think the money was not in the Village Safe Water Program. Galena is a first-class city. I think it was in the 50-50 match.
It was in the 50-50 match. My initial request was to have it taken from the 50-50 match and put into a general grant because the city of Galena has no money by which to match the funds. The next day, we found out about the study that was done at 27th, which was included in the packet, and the priorities changed again.
It's a 50-50 match. It is below the line that has been funded. It's Galena New Water Treatment Plant Shower Facility, $1.6 million, and it's two projects. It's about $9 million down the line from where we have funded in the 50-50 match.
That is my error if that's the case, because I was assuming that it had continued at the level of funding from the house.
Well, the house...
They
have not sent over a capital budget per se.
They printed.
When they printed one, I'm sorry.
You reduced that figure.
No, we did not reduce that figure. We have not worked with that type figure. I mean, it may have been a member's desires for capital, but there's no House capital.
For clarification purposes, it was in a draft document that the House had produced, since the House has responsibilities as well. And I had talked with Mr. Maher, and the Galena project was included in the 50-50 match on the House side.
Good be that.
The document is provided to you.
Yeah, this is the document. You have to put on going off of in order to try. I thought it would still be the
document. And the second half of that, Mr. Chairman, was for Senator Zaroff's.
He's here.
The city of Larson Bay. Okay.
Senator, for the time.
You want to do that?
What's Larson Bay?
On the Larson Bay, Senator Zaroff is here and testified to that portion.
Senator Zaroff.
The Larson Bay project, there was one there that was one there that was topped over and put it in. There's no problem. So the commitment to fund the project there was escalated now to the point where cost of operating the facility or at least the cost of the power for the community was exceeded much more than what it would be to basically run generating. It doesn't make much sense to do that. The cost of the was not basically due to their miscalculation. It was basically the additional work that needed to be done to clear the rock up at the top of the reservoir. One came in about 3 to 4 times what they had anticipated.
Questions, Senator Zaroff? As I understand the amendment, then, it's approximately $2 million appropriation, about a 1.28 from the general fund, and along with an additional $830,000 from PRLF, which we are now, I mean, it's not the same money, but we are now using that as a direct fund source, the front section of the budget, general funds. This is the same as general funds, so it's a $2 million question here. We have tried desperately to cut down the spending. We have thought we were at a point where most of the major needs, critical needs, have been met, and now we're into a situation, I think, of having to button up this budget.
Just one correction there. In the front section, you had taken all of the funds, with the exception, which you hadn't bought, with the exception of 500 and I think 98,000.
If,
and that
if AEA would, I understand, and I understand, that's why I said it's not money we've taken, and if AEA were here, I'd kick them around one more time, because we were looking for that figure a mere 10 days ago, and if they had known that there was more money, I'm sure Senator Catula would have appreciated being able to lapse that money, along with the 8.9 that we did lapse, as a fund source for balancing the budget. So, no, I know that this is not committed money at this point, but it's money that would be there conceivably next year as carry forward money.
Mr. Chairman, I think I understand, I apologize because I took the House version as being possibly a starting point, and I believe it wasn't clear. That doesn't obviate the need, however. And I sat here and listened to millions and millions of dollars being spent, new funds, during this last 2 hours. And I still think there's a tremendous need to do something in Galena because they are going bankrupt. There is no question about that. We tried to find funds other than general funds, new general funds. And that's why I researched all of the, and contacted various people on the revolving loan fund. The administration supports the concept of trying to make the transfer, which is no transfer, but they also support the concept of using the new funds from AEA. In light of the need, we still desperately need it.
Yes. Ms. Fresca, or someone from OMB, can you comment on that statement?
Just one comment before she comes in.
Sarah.
Under the Vinland Safe Water Program, the Whittier project was jumped over, and we added that project back in because it was jumped over. Now we come to the MATCH program. We go all the way down Bristol Bay, Seward, Bristol Bay, Cake, Wasilla, Cloak, North Slope, Haines. Stop at Kodiak, jump over it. Stop at Galena, jump over it. Fund Nome and Juneau. And the committee can go ahead and look at that. If you want to talk about being equitable, when we dealt with Whittier, we should probably do the same thing with Kodiak and Galena in this case, Mr. Chairman. And that's all I have to say.
Can I see the list?
Yep.
Mr. Raskin.
Is this off the administration?
Mr. Chairman, I have seen written information on the Galena situation, but I have not had conversations with Mr. Stastny, who has worked on the capital budget. I think we're retreating him, if that's your desire.
I'm sorry?
We're locating Mr. Stastny, if you would like him to respond, because he may have worked on this.
Mr. Ayers,
okay. It's just I have not been involved in the capital budget discussions.
If we can have that list copied and every committee member can compare to the list that the chairman has submitted, it will be quite obvious that Galena and Kodiak were jumped over. And we did go back and add Whittier in under the Village Safe Water Program, but not these two for what reason under the 50-50 match.
The governor did ask for Whittier to put this up there.
The governor asked for, and Mr. Adams asked for ICBU and Noam also.
Sure. But why did we put Whittier in, Mr. Chairman? Was it an equity question? You said we didn't want to jump over them? Get it back in. I just ask for consistency and fairness.
Further discussion on the amendment.
What is the motion?
The motion is to spend about $2 million to address the problems in Galena and Larson Bay.
And the two projects that were jumped over, total, over $10 million.
How many more projects are there tonight? Is that the
Well, I guess that's
those
question,
are the only two projects that were jumped over. Kodiak and Galena. $10 million worth.
I move for a two-minute recess.
Let's take a minute recess. Pending motion for us, the Senate Hoffman Amendment on the $2 million for the discussion.
Yeah.
So moved. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion fails. Senator Petula.
Chairman, I move to send adoption of the $250,000 to sewer dock.
Objection. Without objection, the amendment with the 250 is removed from the CS. Senator Petula.
Chairman, I move that we adopt the programs, projects to date as this committee substitute.
Sir, objection to rolling all the amendments with the supplementals and reapproach the capital into the new finance CS.
I move that we place it before us as a with individual recommendation.
First on the finance CS, is Senator Hoffman?
I just have a question, Mr. Chairman, on the question that you talked about on fairness of jumping over projects, adding the Whittier project, and we went back in and added another project for Kenai. I was wondering where the rationale or the consistency is in a like water and sewer program under the match.
There's rationale, there's not consistency. It's not a perfect system.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What I wanted to hear.
Is there objection to the motion to adopt the new finance CS committee CS? If not, finance CS is adopted. Senator Phillips.
Chairman, I move it to the individual recommendation.
Objection to the motion? If not, the finance CS moves to the individual recommendations. We stand in recess. Finance CS for Senate Bill, House Bill 538. Senator Adams, do you want to explain the what we're doing here?
Yes, this is submitted, the CS is submitted by Senator Duncan and myself. And basically in Section 1, it's for the purpose of workman's compensation. Any injury, disable, or death occurred by a firefighter by the reason of fire, participating in training for the volunteers, and that's basically it, Mr. Chairman, and the effective date. And this was due to an accident here in Dino about a week ago, and we'd like to get this on the floor as soon as possible.
Would you like to adopt the finance
CS? Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 538 finance be adopted.
Without objection, the new finance CS is adopted. I understand that we'll throw out the prior fiscal note on the bill.
That is correct. It's zero fiscal note.
Is there
Is there just on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 538, Finance, with a zero fiscal note, be moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection to the motion? If not, the 538 Finance moves from committee with individual recommendations. And if we can sign the committee report, we'll pass it. We'll
Mr. Chairman.
We'll stand in recess.
I thought you were going to help me out.